Now will you listen to him? Verse 7, so I prophesied as I was commanded. This man Ezekiel, he obeys God, you see. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And here's where that spiritual really gets with it, when these bones start coming together. And I'm of the opinion Ezekiel had a rather funny feeling down in that valley when all these bones came together. Then you have here, verse 8, and when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Now, you have here a method, and I want you to notice the method. Number one, we see here these bones were scattered, and they were dry and dead. That's the first state. And then they began to come together gradually, and there was a process. The sinews and the flesh came upon them. That's verse 8 here. And it was not instantaneous at all. And then notice what happened. But all you have is a corpse. You just have an undertaking establishment. You have a group of bodies, no longer bones, but bodies with flesh on them. They look like human beings, and they are, but they don't have any life in them. Verse 9, then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet an exceedingly great army. Now, that's the picture that you have here. And the thing that he did here was to speak, and there came life in. Now, that is a picture that resembles the creation of man at the very beginning. You remember, God took man of the dust of the earth. Ezekiel started with bone. God started with just the dirt and the dust of the earth. And then he breathed life in. Now, here you have three stages. And the three stages are scattered bone, dead, oh, just dead as they could be. Then you have the second stage. They've come together. Flesh has come upon them. Skins come upon them. They're bodies, but they're dead bodies. Then the third stage is they're made alive. Now, I believe here that you find the key to prophecy. This, I think, is the backbone of prophecy.